The new session of Congress is only in its first week, and already it faces two competing bills dealing with the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. In the House, Alaska Republican Don Young reintroduced a bill that would allow drilling in the refuge, and Massachusetts Democrat Edward Markey reintroduced a bill to protect its coastal plain. The two bills have been resurrected from the last session of Congress, where both stalled. Congressman Young said he was expecting Markey to keep fighting over the refuge.
Well, you know, he's going to do that every year, just like I introduced my bill to open it. And it's always a tit for tat, and his bill hasn't got much chance, and mine probably doesn't either, but it all depends on the price of oil.
Markey's bill will preserve the coastal plain's 1.5 million acres, also known as the 1002 area. Even though that stretch of land is within the Arctic Refuge, it's not designated as wilderness. Congress and the president's signature could allow drilling there, but Markey's bill would permanently protect it. Even though Markey's bill didn't reach the House floor for a vote in the last Congress, environmentalist Kristen Miller with the Alaska Wilderness League says she has fresh hope this year.
It's very exciting to have the Arctic Wilderness Bill introduced in this new Congress and, you know, with the new President-elect Obama. You know, I think there's a lot of energy right now on changing the way that we do business in Washington, D.C. For the past 8 years, the focus for our energy future has been on drill, drill, drill. And, you know, it's time for us to take a step back and see what our energy future is going to be.
Miller says Markey's bill would send a strong message that wilderness is off limits to development.
This is very strong legislative protection. It would mean that it would be off limits for most motorized access, although it would still allow hiking and backpacking and subsistence hunting and activities such as that.
Miller calls the coastal plain an iconic area. But Congressman Young says its real value lies below the surface, in oil and gas deposits. His comprehensive energy bill would allow drilling in the coastal plain. Young says one benefit would be the establishment of a trust fund for renewable energy projects.
The money will go into alternative forms of energy and wildlife conservation. It's pretty much supported by a lot of people. I had 187 some odd co-sponsors. And so we will just keep working on it. I never give up on this.
Young admits his bill doesn't have much of a chance in the democratically controlled Congress with a Democratic president at the helm. But he says public opinion rises and falls with the price of oil.
We build up a great amount of support, and then, of course, price of oil went down. And when that happens, people forget. You know, they forget when what gave them the hangover. Then they'll hang around and have another drink of scotch, and then next morning they wonder why their head hurts.
Both bills have been referred to the Natural Resources Committee.